WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A 12-year deal has been announced to operate concessions at the home of the 12th man.
Levy Restaurants of Chicago runs concessions at Wrigley Field, Miami's American Airlines Arena, and the Staples Center in Los Angeles. The chief negotiator for the A&M system, Philip Ray, says it's worth $50 million, larger than Levy's deal with The Ohio State University.
Just like we did on the other outsourcing, 100% of those employees are going to be offered positions, given positions, get their 4% raise, full bridged credits, you know, vacation accrual time, sick leave accrual time, you know, all of those things.
Ray says Levy will continue to use volunteer groups who have operated concessions at Kyle Field, Reed Arena, and Olson Field, among other venues. And vendors will continue to sell during home football games north of the stadium in the zone. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station School Board has received a recommendation for naming the district's new elementary school. Superintendent Eddie Coulson says the board will consider the name Spring Creek Elementary at Tuesday night's meeting.
There is a creek that runs through the property that will be in the, obviously not right on the school site, but in that area where the property is, called Spring Creek, which is very consistent with past practice.
The recommendation follows district policy on naming schools based on geography, like Creek View, which borders Lick Creek, and Greens Prairie, which is located on Greens Prairie Trail. A divided Bryan City Council approved making an exception to home building regulations requiring sidewalks on both sides of the street. The 4-2 vote supported the developer's offer to build a 10-foot-wide path connecting Austin's Colony Park and a park next to Sam Rayburn School. Developer Grant Caraba wanted a sidewalk on one side of low-volume streets in 88 acres of new homes located in the Austin's Colony subdivision.
If a sidewalk is that important, to just walk straight across the street and then use that to tie that into the major thoroughfares on Bollinger and Thornberry.
No one on the council suggested the city pay to build the path and keep the sidewalks on both sides of the loop streets. Authorities are still looking for the person who shot a man in the parking lot of a convenience store north of downtown Bryan Friday afternoon.
Officers responded to the King Mart, which is located at 718 East MLK. We don't believe that the citizens are in danger. We believe they were acquainted and it was a targeted event.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the 32-year-old male victim walked about a half block to a home where he was taken to St. Joseph's for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries from a single gunshot wound. Police did arrest a bystander on charges of swearing and earshot of children, attempting to discourage witnesses from speaking, and spitting in an officer's face. Newstalk 1620 WTAW was recognized by the Texas Associated Press Broadcasters Sunday night with 25 awards for news and sports coverage and online content during 2013. That includes, for the sixth consecutive year, WTAW receiving the Overall Excellence Award for TAPB member radio stations. You can see a complete list online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time 6:08. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
You save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Showers and thunderstorms possible this morning. It'll become windy today. Temperatures going to have a tendency to go from 75 this morning down through the 60s later today. Skies will clear tonight. It'll be breezy and chilly overnight, 35 for the low. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high 60 to 65. Tomorrow night clear, lows near 40. We'll have sunny weather during the day on Wednesday, and the highs Wednesday afternoon will range from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at the Masters with your sports coming up just a little bit. Aggie baseball upsets Vandy. Aggie softball gets win number 700 for their coach. And the College Station Cougars unfortunately had to bow out of the playoffs, but they made it ever so far. That and a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you at 6:50.
There you go. Our awards probably were won Saturday night, right? Not Sunday.
That
night.
Is correct.
Yeah. Okay. And we get free meals with that, or we have to pay for our meal? Yeah.
I believe our illustrious leaders pay for those.
Oh,
for
really?
Us.
Oh, that's good.
I was, however, not in attendance.
Ah, okay. All right. No, nor was I. But nonetheless, I did see we had a lot of hardware. Just patting ourselves.
A ton.
Just patting ourselves on the back. All right, let's see. As far as the rain is concerned, actually most of the heavier stuff is to the north and the west of us. There's a little bit of rain going on in Booger County, and then most of it's off to the west of Georgetown and over near Temple, and then the heavier stuff even north of Centerville. But it is marching this way, and so look for that. And Bill went ahead and did it. He did say the Ohio State mm-hmm. University, didn't he?
TOSU.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's fine. But anyway, what, 25 awards? Is that right?
Yep.
Not bad.
No.
Not bad.
No. I've been to some of those, and it's
an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, embarrassment of riches is a great way to put it, because you do. I almost felt bad sitting there hearing our name called over and over and over.
That's all right.
Yeah.
And the reason we do it is because we find the stories for you. For instance, the man who adopted the cat from a New York cat shelter returned it 2 days later because it farted too much. I'm just saying. Lenny the Cat.
You're
rescued...
going to come off the Associated Press News of the Year Awards with a farting cat story.
We need to be solemn about this.
We won That's the right. news station hey, of the year, you have... and you're going to do a cat farting story now.
We did. We won the Excellence Award for how many years now?
Six.
Overall excellence?
Six.
6 years running? There's got to be a reason for that. Lenny the Cat was rescued from a park in Rochester, New York in February, adopted last month, but returned within 2 days. The owner claims he farts all the time. He'd be better suited as an outdoor cat. Spokesperson for the Scottsville Veterinary Adoptions says that since the kitty has been back at the shelter, there haven't been any issues, but they did give him the nickname Smelly Cat anyway. Lenny. Well, and that's good, because that way it's not false advertising.
No.
You pretty much know what you're getting. When you do that, and you know, if I think about that, we'll ask, I don't think Leah's here this week, maybe Kathy Bice, Executive Director, see if there are any smelly cat stories that might, emit closer to home, so to speak, than two.
Info.
Boy, if it turns out today's a contest day, we'll be in tall cotton again, won't we?
I'll have to double check. I think we're safe.
Yo, man. Down the street just to get you. Took a train, a plane, a bus. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
Howdy. This is Royce Hickman, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please allow me to invite you to join the chamber and our title sponsor, Reynolds & Reynolds, for annual job fair being held on Wednesday, April the 16th from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the College Station Hilton. Booths for chamber members are only $200. All other employers are welcome at $250. Job seekers will be admitted free of charge. The chamber's annual job fair being held on April 16th at the Hilton. Call 260-5200 for booth information or for more details. See you there.
6:13, and you know, that's the thing, is they don't tell us ahead of time what days it's going to be so we can stack all the news together. I mean, it's just whatever happens. So if today's the day, Lenny the Cat's going to be famous, I'm just saying. All right, it's day 104. It's the 261 of them to go. You want me to actually tell you it's April 14th? I know.
Day before?
Yeah, well, again, that's fine. It's also International Moment of Laughter Day. We've already been there. Reach as high as you can day. Jump up and get that stuff on the top shelf there.
Some a little higher than others.
That's right. It's Dictionary Day. Remember dictionaries? What a quaint old idea that was. We take this book, we print on paper all these words, what they mean and how to pronounce them and what their derivation and definition was. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah. Got a dictionary at your house, Patrick?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I do.
Until here, I kept one in the studio, always.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yep.
I was looking. We don't have a dictionary. Two style guides.
Yeah.
AP style guides.
Gotcha. I understand. Now, today, this day will be celebrated all over America. And I don't know if it's the majority, but at least a lot of people don't know how to pronounce the day properly. Now, see, if it were Christmas, most everybody knows how to pronounce that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever other day, but, well, today is National Pecan Day, okay? And there are going to be a bunch of damn Yankees out there talking about pecans today. Now, you know, if you cannot pronounce the word properly, then should you be able to celebrate it?
Well, they don't know no better.
Which brings me to, Patrick, could you go to one of the audio dictionaries?
Uh-huh.
Let's go to like Merriam-Webster or How'd You Say or any of those things.
See.
And possibly see how the computer thinks it should be done. Because if not, we may have to put a spike through the screen.
Uh-oh, I need to preview this one. We'll have to.
Uh-oh,
let's come back to this.
Yeah, we will. Passover begins at sunset tonight. Okay,
yes,
the computer pronunciation of pecan coming up in just a minute. First, the birthdays.
Celebrating Abigail Bresden is 18 years old from Little Miss Sunshine and Signs. Claire Coffey is 34. She was in Grimm. Sarah Michelle Gellar's 37. She was Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian Brody, 41, who's a character actor and done King Kong, Predators, you know, a bunch of other stuff. Anthony Michael Hall, 80s superstar extraordinaire. 16 Candles, Weird Science, Breakfast Club, National Lampoon's Vacation, and now very little.
Yeah.
Greg Maddux is 48, just got inducted into the Hall of Fame in January. Mike Fleiss, Heidi's cousin, is 50. The only reason I bring it up, he's the guy that created The Bachelor.
Oh, really?
And Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire, plus several other high art.
Okay.
Robert Cardell is 53. Brad Garrett, 6'8" tall, of Ray Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond.
He, just a quick story on him. Now, he was a stand-up comic for a long time.
Yes, and very funny.
Very funny. Somehow he got tapped to be the opening act for Frank Sinatra. And he has great story on a tour. And, you know, the idea was that he needed to do comedy until Frank was ready to come on.
Oh, wow.
And one time he ran out of material and Frank wasn't ready. And he made some comment about that.
Oh, boy.
That was his last night there.
I do.
they found somebody to replace him the next night. But anyway.
Yikes.
Yeah, there you go.
Let me see. Brian Foster, 54. He was the second Chris in the Partridge Family.
Mm.
The only reason I bring that up is he's the great-great-great-grandson of Charles Dickens.
All right.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Richie Blackmore, Deep Purple, is 69. Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle, 73. And Miss
Charlie Gamble.
Okay. Yeah, Charlie Gamble. Yeah. And Miss Loretta Lynn is 82.
There you go.
So how do we say
And Frank Serpico.
Really?
Yeah, Frank Serpico, he was a real cop. Okay, so what did they say?
Well, I had to preview it because on YouTube, there's two different channels. One is Pronunciation Book.
Yeah.
And the other one, I assume they would say it, Pronunciation Manual.
Okay. Yeah.
Pronunciation Manual.
But I had to make sure I knew which. So this is pecan.
Pecan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Which is what we said.
Right.
Pecan.
Good.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
But I was concerned because pecan. This is the pronunciation manual entry for cappuccino.
They just do their... Okay. Very nice. I never knew that existed. There we go. See, it's early. We've already given you a website you can waste your whole day on.
Yeah,
618.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interest before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
When it comes to professional-grade mowers, why let the pros have all the fun? The John Deere Z915B is what pros use for large property lawns. But why pay a pro $200 a month to mow yours when you can own this John Deere for half that? Because Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has them for only $7,149. Find your closest location at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends March 31st, 2014. Restrictions apply. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for complete details and financing options.
Waking up on the right side.
This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Cliven Bundy, the Nevada rancher, has been battling the federal government for decades over the right of his cattle to graze on public lands, state lands. Now, things have escalated with the Federal Bureau of Land Management. They sent out armed men, helicopters surrounding Cliven Bundy's ranch and rounding up his cattle. Now, the Bundy family, they claim they have grazing rights on the land for more than a century. The federal government has now decided at this moment, even though they don't need the land, that they have the say in what's going to happen to this property because they need to protect the desert tortoise. So we use police power of government, intimidate a family, violate their constitutional rights because the government says they want to protect a tortoise. The same tortoise that wasn't protected when Harry Reid was involved in his big land deal.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey friends, I have added to my medicine cabinet, and it's called Salon Pause Jet Spray. You know, when my back flares up, my shoulder flares up, my knees start to ache, well, I spray it right where it hurts, and then in no time at all, it freezes my pain, and it keeps it away for hours and hours. You know what? It really works. So I urge you to try Salon Pause Jet Spray. Now, it's in a blue metal can. It has a dark blue cap. Salon Pause, you want the original. It's powerful relief whenever, wherever you need it. Use as directed. My wife and I'm not sure what we dislike the most about shopping, especially for new window coverings. The pushy salespeople, endless sample books, or waiting a month for delivery. Blinds.com, now they're super fast. You'll save a bundle. And if it's trending in window treatments, you got to know it's on Blinds.com. Like layering draperies over rich wood blinds. Now, my wife likes that. And as always, you're going to get free color samples, free shipping, free design consultation. So hurry now and score 10 to 15% off many of their popular design products. It's Blinds.com.
So your glass slippers look more like cowboy boots and your chariot has a Hemi and a trailer hitch. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. Show your Texas pride with help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for everything Texas. Corporate gifts, metal art, apparel, Aggie gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. Voted best online store in the Brazos Valley, the Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. Click TXTraders.com.
Digging deeper for OJ. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. Get ready to pay more for orange juice. Prices rose to the highest levels in 2 years as the Department of Agriculture warned that the crop out of Florida this year will be the smallest in nearly three decades. The citrus greening bacterial disease has stunted fruit growth down there and caused the oranges to fall from trees prematurely. European markets are all lower so far. This follows Asian markets that were mixed, the Nikkei falling about a third of a percent. NASDAQ futures are down 6 points, S&P 500 futures down one. Google is said to be looking to expand its space in the Big Apple. The search engine giant has been in discussions with several landlords about buildings that could bring 3,000 jobs to the city. Google already has offices in two buildings in Manhattan, and the new one would take up around 600,000 square feet if all goes as planned. On today's economic calendar, we will hear snapshots on retail sales and business inventories all come out later this morning. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralex stops the pounding. Migralex was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milescop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralex, which eliminates pounding headaches.
Call now and find out how to get your free bottle of Migralex. 800-558-2838. That's 800-558-2838.
I don't just guarantee it. I put my name on it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-259-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-259-MYTV. Sign up for packages as low as $19.99. 1-855-259-MYTV. 1-855-259-MYTV.
Healthcare reform is here. With it, your business must deal with the increased complexities and burdens of rising costs, taxes, government regulation, and risk. Insperity takes care of all of this and more. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. If you're worried about healthcare reform, discover Insperity's unique workforce optimization solution, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. Insperity is ready for healthcare reform. Are you? For an executive briefing on healthcare reform from an Insperity Business Performance Advisor, call 1-866-210-7415. One call to Insperity can help your company run better, grow faster, and make more money. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Good morning at 6:25. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. If your unit goes down, you need to stay cool or comfortable at no additional charge. They'll have you fixed up while they fix yours. 690-2278. Got a little change in the weather. Right now, about as warm as it's going to get today, and then the temperatures are going to begin to fall during the day today. Probably have these showers in here and out by 1 o'clock or so. And then the winds are going to come around out of the north. 10 to 15 this afternoon, gusting up to maybe 25 miles an hour out of the north, maybe 35, in fact. We'll just see. After that, clears out, 35 for the low temperature tonight. I know. And then pretty nice week, though. 63 or so for Tuesday, up to 70 on Wednesday, and sunny both days. Then a few more clouds pull back in the end of the week by Thursday and Friday, but we'll still have pretty moderate temperatures in the lower 70s. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 7, 88% relative humidity. To let you know, the rain basically is right along Interstate 35. Some of it north of here is closer than that up in Robertson County, but it looks like at least right now the heavy shower activity is out over toward Georgetown and not on a track to hit the Brazos Valley as it stands, but we'll watch on it. And again, the wind shift coming, that'll make the big difference. Again, 74 degrees right now.
The wait is over. Aerofit has successfully completed their final phase of construction and are putting the finishing touches on their new gym. To celebrate, Aerofit will be throwing the party of the year, their grand opening on April 26th. It will be double the fun with family fun and fitness from 11 to 3, so bring the whole family. Aerofit will be giving away a Dodge Durango SUV from Team Navasota as their grand prize and a first prize of $1,000 in cash.
Take advantage of our final phase rate of $38.99 now through April 26th. Visit AeroFitClubs.com or their preview center today. AeroFit, the best name in fitness.
When the parents of adult children offer their unsolicited advice, it usually causes more harm than good. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try Paraswabs. What makes Paraswabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-663-0853. That's 1-800-663-0853. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-663-0853. That's 1-800-663-0853.
Many adult children have difficulty in their relationship with their parents, and that difficulty can grow into real conflict. However,
tiny changes in the parents' behavior can make very large changes in the relationship. A loving email that doesn't need a response, or a phone call without an agenda.
Jane Isay, author of the book Walking on Eggshells, says many parents of adult children still believe it's their job to give advice. Jane says that usually makes things worse.
I guess the corollary of don't give advice is keep it light. And the lighter and the easier the conversations are, the easier it is to have another one. If you have another one, it's easy to have the next. You know how much more you have to say to somebody when you're in touch all the time than if you only speak once a year? Well, it's the same with parents and grown children.
Parents of adult children often try to make their children feel guilty by saying things like, "You only love me because I babysit for free."
When a parent says, you only love me because I babysit for free, he or she is thinking that their kids don't love them as much as they actually do. One of the things that was most interesting to me when I interviewed the grown children was how much they love their parents. And for a person whose mother says, you only love me when I babysit, they probably need to say, you know, Mom, I really love you all the time. You would be amazed how expressions, honest expressions of genuine affection, can break down the walls on both sides.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring-summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. In a year and a half, College Station's 9th Elementary School will open. During Tuesday night's school board meeting, consideration will be given to naming it Spring Creek Elementary. Superintendent Eddie Colson says the recommendation reflects district policy.
What our board policy says related to naming facilities is that we don't name buildings after the names of individuals. We look at the geographic area or the street that the school is on.
And it reflects recent practice.
With Creekview Elementary, Lick Creek runs through that property as well. And so Creekview made sense. And for Greens Prairie Elementary, it sits on Greens Prairie Trail.
Spring Creek is located on the site of the new elementary in South College Station. 88 acres of new homes in East Bryan will have sidewalks on one side of the street instead of both. The Bryan City Council, on a 4-2 vote, accepted a trade offered by the developer to build a 10-foot-wide path connecting a park next to Sam Rayburn School and Austin's Colony Park. Rafael Pena wanted sidewalks on both sides of the street for safety reasons.
And I don't understand why we're just picking and choosing, cherry-picking when we want to decide to follow the ordinance or not follow the ordinance.
Art Hughes says putting sidewalks on both sides of the street does not ensure safety.
For anyone to say that we're not interested in safety is out of line.
The developer of new homes in Austin's Colony says the sidewalks will be located on low-volume, looped streets connected to Bollinger's Creek and Thornberry Drive. Texas A&M has announced another round of outsourcing.
A 12-year agreement with Chicago-based Levy Restaurants for concession operations at all athletic facilities is the largest and best in the U.S. collegiate market. Philip Ray, who negotiated the contract for the A&M system, says Levy will demonstrate a superior level of food service.
The electronic menu boards, I think, you know, the wayfinding is going to be much improved. You know, they've got some concepts that they've brought before us, I mean, about barbecue, engagement with some of the local restaurants, as well as bringing in some additional, you know, grab-and-go type things. I think you're going to see just an elevated offering and a more diverse offering.
As with A&M's contract with Compass Group, Ray says Levy will offer jobs to employees of athletics concessions, as well as ushers and related game day positions. Levy will keep using volunteer groups to staff concession stands.
I mean, that's a key to making this thing profitable for them. It was key to when we were, you know, attempting to make it profitable for athletics. I mean, these community groups, these nonprofit groups, these student groups that come in, I mean, it's vital to us, it's vital to them, and that will continue.
The contract allows vendors to continue selling during home football games in the zone. Over the life of the contract, Ray says it's a $50 million deal, including $18 million in bonuses and advance commissions, and Levy will make nearly $2 million in capital improvements. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A man shot Friday afternoon in the parking lot of a Bryan convenience store north of downtown walked a half block to a neighbor's house. Police are still looking for the suspect in what Officer Kelly McKeithen says was a targeted shooting outside the King Mart on East MLK.
He was transported to St. Joseph Hospital and is listed in non-life-threatening condition. He's a 32-year-old male from Bryan. We don't believe there were multiple shots, so we only believe that there was one shot at this time. That's all we know. There were a couple of witnesses at the scene.
Investigators found the suspect's car, and it's not known if anyone else was involved in the incident. A bystander accused of trying to discourage witnesses from speaking, cussing loud enough to be heard by elementary school-aged children, and spitting in the face of an officer, was arrested and taken to jail for harassment of a public servant and disorderly conduct. Some good detective work leads to the arrest of an accused Brenham child pornographer in California. Hector Gomez with the Lone Star Fugitive Task Force says they were brought in to find David Scott Cummings, who they figured out was going by the name Seamus McCourt.
Once we determined who he was now, the alias he was now using, we went ahead and followed up and sent some investigative leads out to the California area where we suspected that he had recently become employed at a local hermitage.
Gomez says Cummings awaits extradition following a 44-count indictment for possession of child porn. Last month, we learned that News Talk 1620 WTAW would receive 23 awards from the Texas Associated Press broadcasters for last year's coverage of news and sports and our online content. At Saturday night's award banquet, we picked up four more honors. Two come from the TAPB for Best Radio Newscast for the sixth straight year, the Overall Radio Excellence Award. And the Headliners Foundation of Texas recognized our spot news coverage the morning after last year's fertilizer plant explosion in West, and news director Bill Oliver's work as best reporter. Online at WTAW.com is the complete awards list. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 14th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour, or visit jeaseniorliving.com. Licensed number 102654.
The right interior landscaping can make for a more productive place to work. Lots of healthy green plants not only improve your employees' disposition, but also filter toxins and impurities from the air. That's why many businesses in our area use Green Teams for their interior landscaping. Green Teams also has short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Good morning, it's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Norman G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer. Nobody beats Norman G. Tractor, nobody.
A wind advisory in effect for the area today from 10 this morning through 9 p.m. this evening. A few showers and thunderstorms may come through this morning ahead of a cold front. Breezy near 75 this morning, cooler this afternoon. Decreasing cloudiness, breezy, cold tonight, 35. Sunshine and cool tomorrow, 60 to 65. Tomorrow night clear, lows around 40. We'll have sunny weather for Wednesday. Highs will be 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports coming up in just a sec, where the College Station ladies got ever so close to the state championship game and a pair of milestones on the diamond. Aggie baseball sets an SEC mark, and softball coach Joe Evans gets to number 700. All that and more in sports. We'll do that for you coming up here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. It's 6:38. Let's see. Where do you want to start? it's more fun. Look, this this whole thing out there in with the federal standoff. You know, did you hear that Harry Reid was part of a land deal that helped get this thing moving?
Yes, I did.
And even that was confusing.
Yeah. Well, and that's. Of course, that's exactly what they want.
Well, yeah.
Is they want you to be confused. They want you to not get what's going on out there.
Well, some of the info I got came from InfoWars, and I didn't like that it came from InfoWars,
right,
whether it was right or not, and that was the problem. And then more of it said this land deal was 177 miles away, which out there is, you know, next door.
Yeah, that's true. It is. That's true. But
anyway.
The bottom line is that they backed down, and to bring us into it, because it's all about us.
Of course.
If you'll remember, about a month ago, there was the discussion that, well, maybe the newsrooms of America needed to be monitored by the government.
Yes.
Well, the pushback on that, of course, was instantaneous, and they backed down. And it's using that phrase, back down, which says, well, what circumstances did we have for them to push forward first? Well, they thought they could. And, you know, I think that's maybe part of the overarching thing right here, and the reason that that civilians this morning feel a little bit better, that they were able to get the government to, quote, back down. I don't think the founding fathers ever wanted this kind of situation, whether it's a newsroom or grazing on federal lands or any of that kind of stuff, that you have to get the government to back down. I think that's why a whole lot of them came over here in the first place. Be diligent. We'll see. You know, they're always out there trying to gain new territory. Oh, and this thing over the weekend, my gosh, they talked about a testy exchange that took place last week that involved, our attorney general, who believes that they're just treating him so badly and the president so badly. And, of course, then we whisper racism. Okay. Well, I don't know if you remember, George Mitchell went to jail when he was attorney general, okay? They put him in jail. So the mistreatment of attorney generals happened a long time before Eric Holder, okay?
Right.
I know he wants to shed tears or whatever, or feel like they're beating up on him or they're not being nice to him, but it kind of stuff has happened before. And again, just because you're attorney general doesn't mean you're pure as the driven snow, that's for sure. But anyhow, with tax day tomorrow, let's all feel better, because the president and first lady paid just about $100,000 in taxes on their nearly $500,000 income last year. In addition to his White House salary, the Obamas reported $116,181 from the president's work as an author in 2013. So the Obamas paid 20.4% of their income in taxes in 2013. That's up from last year, where the effective tax rate was 18.4%. I'm just saying, hello.
You say the founding fathers didn't want to have a situation where the feds had to back down, mm-hmm. but they wrote in the Second Amendment, so we would have the ability to make them back down. And I love InfoWars.com.
Yeah, you know, that's, they did.
They gave this us is our way of saying no.
That's right. See this? It's in my hands. No. Anyhow. So, we'll see about all that. And let's see. The immigration thing, I mean, they're trying to get it stirred up. I guarantee you the Republicans are not going to do anything to try to push on immigration for fear that they'll either screw it up, or it'll be perceived as a screw-up, and the Democrats will make them pay for it at the polls. So immigration reform might happen after the November midterms, but no time soon. And the reason I say that is because Nancy Pelosi on Friday said that it's all about racism. Her quote now, she said, "I'll be honest with you, looking at the numbers at some point in terms of how many people are treated and deported, or how people are treated and deported, and the family separated and the rest, this has the scent of the Japanese internment camps."
Except the Japanese were actually citizens.
Anyway, how deep does that Botox needle go? All right, anyhow, and let's see what else. I guess that's about all.
Boy, vain.
I'm just saying, that's all there is to it. Oh, interesting that we have someone who is being, in the media, who is being critical of the Obama administration, and it would be Jill Abrahamson, who is the executive editor of the New York Times.
Oh.
She says, the Obama years are a benchmark for a new level of secrecy and control. Secrecy and control. Making the government back down. Okay. Anyway, she says, there have been 7 lean investigations, and one of them right now threatens my colleague James Risen, who has been subpoenaed in one of these cases. Collectively, they have really, I think, put a chill on reporting about national security issues in Washington. Sources who want to come forward with important stories that they feel the public needs to know are just scared to death they're going to be prosecuted. Reporters fear that they will find themselves subpoenaed in this atmosphere. That's the lady from the New York Times talking about the way that they're playing
hardball,
legal hardball, I guess. Chicago politics, whatever. it's right there. And again, I mean, he's safely in his second term and all that kind of stuff. But gosh, where were these people maybe, you know, 4 or 5 years ago?
The most transparent administration ever.
Ever.
Attention, please. There will be nothing funny in the next 30 seconds.
And this is not a joke.
This is serious.
People are using our funny.
Online people are pretending to be
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And this is no laughing matter.
So if you search for us online, make sure it reads AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Make sure there's a blue map of your area in the upper left-hand corner.
Should we do something funny now?
No, no funny.
Not even a raspberry?
Fine.
Thank you. Long name, amazing results.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has 2 ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 19th, it's Farm Pond Management. Learn how to maintain a clean, healthy, and beautiful pond this week at Producers. But come early, it's always a popular class.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
This is a great time for planting a new shade tree. Of course, you're going to have to hand water it during the summertime, but nurseries have wonderful supplies right now. You can go in and see what they look like. You need to carry it home carefully to make sure you don't burn the foliage. Let your nurseryman work with you and plan the best tree for your place. Picking and placing trees in your landscape, the subject of our program today, will get it underway right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. One of the first decisions you have with shade trees is in choosing the right spots for your trees. Since each will become a very major part of your landscape, you need to consider tree placement just as carefully as you would room arrangement were you building a home. Determine whether you need a large shade tree along the west side of your house or a small accent tree near the entryway. Maybe you need a smaller shade tree adjacent to the patio, or you might be looking for a rather vertical tree to use along the drive. Whatever the need, put it on paper before you go shopping. You need to know how big, how wide the tree needs to grow. All trees may look the same at the nursery, but they do not end up looking the same in your landscape. Always buy for quality. One nursery in Texas advertises more than 125 different varieties of shade trees. Oh, my. And they don't even offer the fast-growing bad choices like willows, cottonwoods, mimosas, catalpas, Arizona ash, China berries, fruitless mulberries. They don't have those. Still, among those 125 different varieties of shade trees, some are much better than others. Oaks are always good investments anywhere in Texas if you buy a type that's either native or adapted to your soils and climate. Chinese pistachios, cedar elms, magnolias, and pecans are other good choices in large shade trees, and if you have acidic, moist conditions, bald cypress. Again, let your nurseryman help you choose the best tree, large or small, for your landscape needs and for your landscape soils. Determine the exact placement. Now, remember that shade trees should frame your house, not block the view to it. That means you want to use them off to the sides, not directly in front of the house, and certainly not lining up with those of your neighbors, nor should they be in line with the corners of your house, the edge of your fence, or any other man-made architectural boundary. Do not plant shade trees in the centers of spaces. As a general rule, shade tree placement ought to follow the 40-60 rule. They ought to be 60 or 40% of the way from the street toward the house and 40 or 60% of the way from the property line to the sidewalk. If you have utility lines either in the ground or overhead, you need to think about those. It's easy to forget that they're there. And then the utility company has to come out and do some heroic pruning to keep your lights on, for example, in a windstorm. You don't want that at all. I'm Neil Sperry. Landscaping more odd spots will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:50 from the Masters yesterday.
Now Bubba taps it in, bends at his knees, tucks the ball in his left pocket. Hugs caddy Ted Scott. Bubba Watson, your 2014 Masters champion.
Watson closed with a 3-under 69 to win the Masters, three shots ahead of Jordan Spieth and Jonas Blix. Spieth had a three-shot lead, carding three birdies on the first four holes, but Watson surged two strokes ahead with birdies on 8 and 9, while Spieth carded bogeys. Watson was asked the difference between green jacket number one and green jacket number two.
The first one, for me, it's almost like I lucked into it, and this one, it was a lot of hard work, dedication, and got back here.
On to something a little closer to home, Aggie baseball took two of three to steal the series from the number seven Vanderbilt Commodores in Nashville over the weekend, winning Friday, dropping one Saturday, and winning the rubber match yesterday 8-2. The last time Vandy dropped a home series was over a year ago. Gray Bratson had a stellar day on offense, going 3-for-3 with one walk, two doubles, two stolen bases, two runs, and two RBIs. The Aggies return to action when they host Abilene Christian on Wednesday at Olsen Field. And by the way, the win Friday made A&M only the 12th NCAA Division I program and the first in the SEC to hit the 2,500 win plateau. The 21st-ranked Texas A&M softball team dropped a 5-3 loss to the number 4 Tennessee Volunteers yesterday as the Lady Vols took 2 of 3 in SEC action at the Aggie Softball Complex. The win on Saturday, however, gave A&M head coach Joe Evans her 700th win as an Aggie. In high school soccer action, College Station was one game from the state championship when Friendswood uncorked a pair of goals late to knock the Cougars out of the playoffs. The ladies fell 2-0 in the 4A regional championship. In Major League Baseball, it only took the one for the Rangers.
Swung on and lifted high in the air left center field. Grossman going back, still going back. In front of the bullpen, he makes the catch. Tagging from third base and scoring is Wilson. It's a towering sacrifice fly for Donnie Murphy, and the Rangers lead it 1-0.
Martin Perez threw eight scoreless innings as the Texas Rangers got a series-clinching 1-0 victory over the Houston Astros. Rangers manager Ron Washington liked what he was seeing from his young starter.
Well, once again, his forte is keeping the ball down. He had a good changeup working today, good breaking ball, was able to spot his fastball down in the zone where he wanted it, and he was able to make pitches when he had to, and that was the reason for the double plays. He just continued to grow, and once again, we're watching it in front of our eyes.
We'll move over to the NHL, where the Phoenix Coyotes beat the Dallas Stars 2-1 last night in the season finale for both teams. The game, however, was pretty uneventful, as the Stars had already clinched their playoff berth for the first time in 6 years. Dallas plays the Ducks in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs starting Wednesday. It's in Anaheim. In NASCAR action, Kevin Harvick capped a big weekend at Darlington with his first ever Southern 500 victory Saturday night, passing Dale Earnhardt Jr. with two laps from the end of the longest race in the 65-year track history because they had to go through two green-white checker flag finishes. In other motorsports action, MotoGP action at the World Championships saw Marc Marquez claim his second consecutive Grand Prix of the Americas in Austin yesterday. He beat teammate Danny Pedrosa on the same track where he took his very first career victory. Congratulations to Texas A&M's Kelsey Bone. She put up 10 points and helped Glastonbury Otobank win their first ever European Women's Basketball Championship yesterday. Texas A&M volleyball team concluded their spring exhibition season Friday with a four-set win over the Houston Cougars. And the 10th-ranked Texas A&M women's tennis team celebrated Senior Day by capping off a perfect 11-0 run in regular season at home, defeating Mississippi State 4-0. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I was really surprised that that's the first SEC team. I would have thought LSU had gotten to 2,500.
Me too, or one of the Florida teams.
Yeah. Anyhow, I don't know. I'll look that up. Let's see how close they are. But good on them. And, yeah, being able to beat Vandy on the road was important.
Yeah, it was. Big time.
About 4 minutes till. You've heard me talk about the Sleep Number bed, and yep, 65 is my sleep number. And one of the neat things about the Sleep Number bed is that it's a dual chamber setup, which means that your number can be different than your partner's number, and you can each get the sleep that you want on the firmness that you want. But most importantly, you'd be able to align your neck and your shoulders and your back and your hips so that you get the spinal alignment that you need, that you get the rest that you need, because after all, who wants another lousy night of sleep? Or not sleeping. And because there's an all-new Sleep Number Classic Series, you may have thought you couldn't afford a Sleep Number bed, but you really can if you'll stop into the Sleep Number store, where queen mattresses start at $699. Right now, you can save $300 on the all-new C4 Queen mattress set. And, of course, that's the only place that you can get the Sleep Number bed in Bryan College Station is at the Sleep Number store, and it's located on Texas Avenue, right there by Chick-fil-A, right before Harvey Road. So stop in, find out what your number is, and check this out, because with the C4 Queen mattress, you save $300 right now, and you can get the best sleep at the Sleep Number store.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Imagine this, surgery that results in a single scar hidden in the belly button. Less pain, and for many patients, less time away from family, friends, and life. It's real with single incision robot-assisted surgery, and it's available close by at College Station Medical Center. Their surgeons are trained in a variety of robot-assisted procedures, and they're ready to help you experience the benefits of this breakthrough technology. Learn more at csmedcenter.com/robotic surgery.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. All right, here we go. Going to have some shower activity probably this morning. Doesn't necessarily look very heavy as it stands, but you know what's going to happen is the winds are going to shift around. We probably have the warmest temperature right now we'll have all day, and the winds will come out of the north this afternoon, 20 to 25, maybe gusting to 35 miles an hour. Tonight, kind of chilly. 35 will be our low temperature with north winds at 15 to 25, so that'll be kind of inhospitable. Sunny skies, though, on Tuesday and Wednesday. Winds will come back around out of the south, and temps will feel pretty good. We'll be probably upper 60s. And then lower 70s for the balance of the week with a slight chance of showers. Again, taking a look at the radar, there seems to be some light shower activity just crossing into the Brazos County line. Most of it's dissipated. The heaviest showers at Round Rock and then up near Crockett, but in between kind of hit and miss, maybe something just passing through, and that's basically all it'll be doing is passing through. So current conditions, you have 74 degrees with the winds out of the south at 7 miles an hour.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible.